Hello, everyone. My name's Savin. I'm a group program manager in Microsoft's big data team. Now, one of the things I love doing is making developers productive using USQL on Azure Data Lake Analytics. But knowing USQL isn't enough. You really need to understand the basics of how a USQL query is executed in the system. Getting this right will make it easier to debug and author and optimize, and it will help prepare you to go into the more advanced USQL programming techniques. Now, let's go over how a USQL script becomes a big data program. The script is decomposed into vertices, which are then grouped into stages, also called supervertices. Now, a vertex is a piece of work, and an AU, or an analytics unit, is a compute resource, right? So the AUs are used to complete the work represented by the set of vertices. Now, when you write a USQL script, it's the logical description of the work, how to transform the input to the output. The compilation process generates resources, other forms of code, and those are called the job resources, which are then deployed to all the containers in Data Lake Analytics. And then the job runs on those containers. And as much as possible, it will be parallelized on those containers. Now, I've talked a great bit about it. Let's see it in action using Data Lake tools for Visual Studio. Okay, so I've loaded up Data Lake tools for Visual Studio. I have Visual Studio 2017 up here. And I pre-installed Data Lake tools for Visual Studio. And I'm looking at an actual job. Now, just a couple of things. Let's ignore the big green blob on the right. Let's just take a look at the left at the job summary. Notice the job ran. It executed for 24 minutes. That's how much time went on the wall clock. And the job succeeded. You can see it says succeeded right there under job result. And the person who ran this job specified a parallelism of 400. What that means is the person said, reserve 400 analytics units, AUs, to run this job. And this job read through quite a bit of data. That's not so important right now. What we do want to focus on, though, is the amount of work the job did in terms of vertices. Now, this job has a lot of vertices. It looks at the total vertices is 43,000. And look at this, the completed is 22,000. You may wonder why there's a discrepancy. Sometimes as we optimize jobs, we actually realize we don't need to do all the work. And so that's why this number can be different, and yet the job has still succeeded. So yeah, there are 43,000 pieces of work, and the person asked for 400 AUs. That means try to do or reserve enough capacity to do 400 at a time if possible. Okay, so that was what the user did to submit the job. What was the script they submitted? I'll click on script here. So again, the script, the USQL script, is the logical description of how to transform input to output. Okay, the script does not contain how many compute resources to use. It just describes in a declarative way how to transform data. Okay, so that's the logical description. It was compiled into the job that will run, and it is compiled into an execution plan or a cluster plan. That's the big green blob on the right. Okay, and let's zoom in on the big green blob, and let's take a look at one of the green blobs. It's the very top one. It is called a stage. And there are actually 24 of these. And they're grouped together because they're doing the same thing, but on multiple streams, or what we call files. And each stage, as I mentioned before, is a super vertex. So what you can see is these 24 stages, what they're doing is they're reading from these 24 files, one stage per file. And in total, there are 4,000 vertices in these stages, okay? So that's where a lot of things are happening. About 10% of the total work of this job is just reading these files, okay? And then now that you know that there's a script that got compiled, the work is divided into vertices, and the stages group the vertices, let's see this in action. When a USQL job is run, we record what happens with the vertices. How, when they started, when they stopped, how long they took to run, if they had to be retried or if they failed. This job completed, so none of the vertices failed completely. And what we did is we loaded the profile by clicking reload button here, a load profile. So now we have all the records of all the vertices, all 43,000 of them, and we can click job playback. And as you can see, this will play back in about 30 or 40 seconds, even though the job took 24 minutes. And you can see where the work is. Let's zoom in into the first one. You can see the blue area is the active running vertices, and the green are the vertices that are done. And then quickly, you can see we're almost to the end of the job, and we've only gotten through those stages. So that's where most of the work in this job is, in the very first few stages, and the rest complete. And now you have a good picture of how vertices, stages, analytics units relate to each other to complete the full USQL query execution. So, now you've watched that demo, and as you can see, it's really very simple. All those concepts make sense in Data Lake Tools for Visual Studio. Now, you are ready to start doing some creative things with big data and USQL. To learn more, go to usql.io.